New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My fabulous co-host, Andrea, is away today. Before we jump in with today's show, I wanted to thank our wonderful sponsor this month, Goddess Garden. I don't know if you know this, but reefs are disappearing twice as fast as rainforests, and chemical sunscreens are a big culprit. They cause endocrine disruption in corals, just like they do in people. Now, baby corals make too much calcium and get encased in their own skeletons. The chemicals change their DNA, deforming them and causing infertility. They kill the algae the reefs depend on and cause coral to bleach at lower temperatures. These chemicals are so bad, in fact, that Hawaii wants to ban them. So what can you do? Well, you can do a lot. You can use reef-safe mineral sunscreens like Goddess Garden. They are gentle on your skin, good for the environment. So go to goddessgarden.com. They also have a new SPF 50 formula for the whole family. And speaking of health and taking care of your skin and taking care of your overall self, we've got back on the show the wonderful Kaita Archinard. Kai, welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's so nice to have you back on the show. I've been thinking about you because I know that when you came on last time, we talked about your wonderful products that you make, which I'd love to chat about again. And I was so excited to see you and your beautiful children at the farmer's market. So I thought today maybe we could do is help other people out there, right, who have things to sell, whether it be vegetables or fruits or things that they make, like you make wonderful natural products. So what's it like being at the farmer's market? What are some pros? What are some cons? Give us all the dirt, like a behind the scenes peek.
Great. This first year doing the farmer's market, and it is really great. It's a very different world than doing trade shows. You know, there's a lot of pros and cons to it. I would say the biggest con would be it's outside, you know, so you're really, you know, it depends on the weather. A lot of times, some, you know, the people that come out, you have some people that are religious farmers market shoppers. So rain, shine, they are going to be there. And then, you know, it's the seasonal thing. So you do have to, you know, depending on where you are, eight country would depend your farmers markets are. Like if you're north, they're probably a little better than in south because we have a lot of much more hot months. So we have farmers markets that will start April and end in October, you know.
Ooh,
but then you also have some places end in August. It really depends on the weather, but it's a wonderful space to get into if you're trying to test your product and see if people like it. It's a great way to get your local people to know you, because people like to buy local.
Right. Yeah, they definitely do. And so have you found, now do you usually have like testers or, because, and talk to us first actually about some of the things that you sell. And then if people are able, like if it's a cream or if it's for your hair or if there's stuff they could taste, or talk to us about that.
Well, right now what we're selling at the farm is my company, flavor company, and it is a spices and a snack company. And, it's really great because talk to people about cooking their food. We give samples and love free samples, you know, and then it's so wonderful to get that one-on-one time to talk to your customers. They get them, you know, your food, really stop and look at it. Because that's the one thing you miss when you go into the store, because you just have to assume that it'll be right when you take it. At the farmer's market, you really get a personal product and the people that are selling it. So it's also an intention that you make the person and the person who created the product. Because people buy with their emotions.
Right.
Able to just really connect with the people in your town or in that area is really a good benefit.
Well, I think it's really great that people can get to know you, because then it's like, oh, there's Kai. And have you made other friends, or do you have people there that you're like, oh, there's Bob or there's Sue or there whoever they are? You know, it's kind of nice to have that community.
Yes. You know, but the really great thing is when they come back and they're telling me face to face how they like the product, and then other people are there trying to purchase, and then they're hearing that too. Or like yesterday we were at a farmer's market, and a small community in Birmingham. And, you know, I was giving my spiel to one of the customers, and lady walked up and she's like, oh, this is the seasoning people. They're really good. You're going to like this, you know? And that was like, that's wow, nice. You know, it was really, really great to have that interaction. And that is a real big positive about the farmer's market.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's me all the way. When I like something, I won't stop talking about it. So it's like, yeah, they love me there because I'm like, oh my gosh, you haven't tried this. You have to try this. This is the best thing ever. So yeah, that's really, really nice. Now, how was it getting into, like, how does the whole process work for people who, because I mean, they must have some kind of organization that you call, or I mean, I have no idea because I have nothing to sell. So unfortunately.
Yeah. So really, a lot of farmers markets are different. You have those that, like, your much bigger farmers markets, they're very selective about who they put into their farmers markets. And you can kind of get locked out of those kind, because, like, if you sell, like, I sell spices, if another company sells spices and they're, you know, they may come more often than me, then they're going to get first, you know, pick. So then, right, you know, they're like, well, we already have a seasoning company, so we really don't know if you can come this year. So you're kind of up against a lot more competition when you're at those really big ones.
Oh, okay.
And then you have the other ones where all they want to do, they just want to know what you have to sell and that you have a license, a permit to sell in that town. And it's really that simple. You usually pay per week or for the season. The bigger farmers markets, they require you to pay for the season. Some of them could be anywhere between $200 and $400 for the entire season. That's the selling season. And that's really it. But then they want you to bring samples. Like, you know, you have to mail them, yeah, all the samples of what you're going to sell. And then they judge it.
Oh,
you
wow.
Dig it in or not. And then, yeah, and then they either give you an explanation or they don't. They just like, okay, well, not this season. You know, so it can be discouraging when you're going for those much bigger farmers markets, because especially if you're new, you know,
right,
try for my suggestion, what we had to do, because we did kind of lose confidence for a little bit, because those real big ones, you know, you want those big spaces. And then you're like, okay, well, let me try the much more local town, pull it in just a little bit. And then it was like, okay, the prices were a lot lower. And they did, the requirements were, they still wanted you to have a permit to sell in the town, but they didn't require you to have all of these major samples that you had to bring in. They didn't require you to have all these judges and all of this type, you know, like, exhausting. You know, they just wanted to know that you had a good product, you had some type of, you know, of setup with the state. Some of them do require insurance. And then that's really it. And it's anywhere between $20 and $40 a week. And you can tell them if you're going to be there that week. But, you know, a lot of these are rain or shine. So if you don't want to be standing out in the rain, then you need to tell them it's at least like 24 hours ahead of time that says, okay, I won't be at this farmer's market. Like, there's 2 weeks that I won't be because I have a show that we're doing. It's the Deer Hunting Expo. And it sounds crazy, but it's one of the largest in the world. And my seasonings are going to be there. So
oh,
I told
nice.
Them, like, you know, those 2 weeks, we're not going to be at the farmer's market. So that way we don't have to pay and we won't lose our spot to come back.
Oh, that's good. Now, what about the permits? You have to go to each town and just go to the town hall and just sign up for a permit?
Yes. So you have to, the Department of Health is where you're going to go to fill out the application. And a lot of times, if you're going to, it's not a huge responsibility as far as just selling at a farmer's market. Now, if you want to take your products a little bit beyond the farmer's market, like if you want to sell online or if you want to possibly get into a local store, then you have to go to the Department of Health and they need to, you know, come out, check your facility, make sure that you're actually producing the product in a clean way. So like, for instance, for us, because we're doing food products, we're doing the spices, I had to go rent kitchen space because couldn't do them in my home if I was going to sell them beyond the farmer's market. So I actually had to get a commissary, pay the rent, have them come down, check out the commissary and say, okay, now you're a legit business. And then they put the stamp on it, gave me my permit. I had to go down to the Department of Health and then they physically give you your permit.
Okay. Wow. So it takes a lot and it takes money and time and effort. But when you really believe in something, yeah, it's worth doing it.
It is. It is. And if you really just want to do the farmer's market, getting a food handler's permit is the very basic that you need. And you can get those for $10 to $20 online. It's a little online course that you have to take. And it's a food handler's permit. And then they send you the copy of it or you can print it right out. And you can do that. If you're just making cookies or you're making lemonade, right, things like that, you can just have that food handler's permit and you'll be fine. But then if once you start, like, I really want to grow this business, you can't avoid the health department.
Okay. That is so good to know. You know, when I first moved here, I'm in the New England area 20 years ago. They have this great crafts. They call it Crafts in the Park. And when I first started going, it was mostly just wonderful artwork people do, from jewelry to paintings to just everything,
yeah,
photography. And I've noticed as the years gone on, there's been more and more food people there. And I got this amazing Greek olive oil with the lemon. And then they did have somebody selling nuts and somebody, yeah, selling chocolate, and somebody selling fudge. And so I thought of you and I thought, wow, this is a really cool way to go. Have you done that? Have you looked at like art shows outside, art in the park kind of thing, craft shows, things like that?
Well, luckily, the two farmers markets that I'm a part of now, the lady who runs it, she brings a lot of those elements to this space. So it's not just food. It is an artisan type of,
oh, nice,
environment. And it's really great. And they have lots of things for the kids. And they have bouncy houses. They have an actual movie screen that after the farmers market closes, it shifts right into an outdoor movie. So that's also the type of farmer's market you want to look for, you know, not just, you know, just someone setting up tables. You want to see what kind of activities, because people don't bring their kids, you know, they may be there for a little bit. And the more activities that draw people there, the more business is going to be pulling into that space. So if it's just some, you know, boring couple of tables, people just may drive by. They may not even really come in and park, but they see a lot of other things going on. The family is like, okay, yeah, let's go. Let's check it out. And, you know, we can actually spend the day, have a picnic, have this and buy food and actually eat it. We actually have food trucks that come to our farmer's market. So those things help draw traffic.
Right.
So the more traffic, the more money you make. And it's a direct sell environment.
Great.
So when you go to trade shows, it is a lot of the trade shows are direct sell. But then you have those that you're getting purchase orders. So you're not really selling the product at retail. You're selling it at a wholesale price. So if you really want to make the most of your money, then you need to be in a direct sell environment.
Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that you have wonderful skin and hair products and other, you know, wonderful medicinal products or natural, I should say, holistic, or you can describe them better, herbal. Are you planning on bringing those on as well for the market?
We're planning. We're waiting to the farmer's market season is over, and then we swap over to the actual trade show space for the other products. All of the products were kind of born out of the same mission. You know, they're all organic and clean, and they're all made from natural herbs and spices. One you cook with, one you put on your body. We're kind of, it's all one mission that we have. It's just we do swap based on the season, how much focus. Like we focus on our web sales for the other business during the summer, and then the actual farmer's market for the food product during the summer. So you understand? So it's because, you know, people like to buy food at the farmer's market. See, some people, they buy, you know, lotions and stuff like that. But I know when I go and I buy, you know, my fruit, my vegetables, my meat, all those types of things. That's what I go to the farmer's market for. So,
yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Now, when did you first know that you wanted to turn these things, these great things you were doing for you and your family into a business? Because that's a big step.
It is, because I really wasn't sure that that's what I was going to do. I was just a, you know, caterer. I used to just have parties and stuff at home, and people would, you know, ask me to make them things. But one day when, you know, one of my friends came over, she said, you know, that stuff that you usually put on the food, can you put that in a Ziploc bag for me? Because I want to make something at home and I want to use it. And I was like, oh, okay. So I just poured her some in a Ziploc bag and gave it to her. And other people were coming and they were like, listen, I know how you told me to make that the chicken salad, but it doesn't taste the same. Like, what in the world did you do? And so they're asking me for a little bit of it so they can put it in it to make it taste the same way. And it just started to get bigger. And then, you know, my son, he tasted it one day and he was like, man, he's like, you know, we should sell it. He was 6 years old then. And that was, now he's seven, but you know, and I asked him, I said, well, you like it that much? He said, I love it. And I said, well, what do you want to call it? And he said, I don't know, just good. And so we were like, oh, that's a pretty cool name, just good. So I went and we're doing the trademark process for that name right now.
Oh,
but
great.
It just grew on us, and we're like, I mean, just good. I love it. And the
name
and the concept and everything came from him. So he gave me
the
push to put it to market, and that's what we're doing.
Well, tell us what you have in the Just Good name. I know you have
kids.
Oh, go ahead. Right. Likes it.
No, I was just saying, it's when your kids believe in you, it takes you to a different place, you know? Because you just don't want to let them down. You don't want them to see you in a defeated space either. So it's just that extra push, you know, that you need, which is great.
Oh, that is nice. I love that. Now, Kai, what do you have? You have different spices and you have different nuts. Is it just peanuts or are there other nuts as well with the spices?
Well, the other nuts are coming. And it's funny because we're an all-purpose seasoning company, and our all-purpose seasonings are completely organic, completely clean, no fillers. But we're salt free, and that was a big deal in our house, because I like to season. But when you get a lot of these all-purpose seasonings, they're filled with sodium, so you're not just adding flavor; you're adding that real unhealthy factor to your food, and it just got saltier. It didn't get more flavorful, you know. So I just said we're just doing the straight spices. We have our own salt mix, but when you want, you know, you shouldn't feel guilty about adding more flavor to your food. You know, without the extra salt. So we have lots of different spices, and I put the recipe together. It's been maybe about a 4 or 5 year process that we put this recipe together, because, you know, we had a lot of cancer and diabetes and all this type of stuff in our family. And all of the herbs and spices that I put together were to really help us to get rid of inflammation and all of the other unhealthy issues that we were going through. So, you know, I couldn't get my daughter to take a tablespoon of turmeric once a week. You know what I mean? It's like, ill, not doing that, you know? So I figured out, I was like, okay, I need to put these things together so that every time she's eating, every time we're putting something in our mouth and we're seasoning it, we're getting that stuff in us already.
Wow. You're brilliant. That's really awesome.
I don't know about that.
You are to me. Now, the time goes by so fast. Kai, tell us all your websites or all the ways we can get your stuff, because it's great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just Good Flavor Company. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And we do have a website, and you can email us, justgoodflavor.com. Just Good Flavor Company. It's all the same name, which is great. Just, you know, no one else had it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. No one else had it. So that's it. Just Good Flavor. And of course, my oils and stuff are the loveitnatural.net.
Great. Loveitnatural.net. Yeah. People have got to try that stuff. It's wonderful. Well, Kai, I'm so glad you came back on the show.
Thank
I always have fun talking
Thank
with you.
So
and this was
much.
Such great advice.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, of course.
And
it's great
to
give this advice.
More people decide to get into that farmer's market space.
Well, yeah, and you were super helpful. So that's awesome. Who else is super helpful
Thank
is
you.
Our sponsor this month. Oh, you're welcome. Making us safer and the reef safer and better for our skin. We're talking about Goddess Garden. Again, be sure to check them out at goddessgarden.com. If you want to check out Andrea, you can check her out at Andrea Donsky. You can check out at Naturally Savvy, at Your Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thank you for listening and stay well.